This recording, Egypt 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at Sporp Private Practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an hysteria. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma Karma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and hug, so it would take some force to trip her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the gooses began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bust the goose, she was whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. First revolution, everybody was so happy to have it. It was very hard time, was very difficult. We were so happy to have it because the regime has to change. It was so bad, the situation of economy and everything. And after we started, the problem was the brotherhood, when they jump over, they come after the revolution, joined us. We wasn't think they would make any problems, but with the time we find out they was the problem, not the police. So we kept together, and we keep working together to succeed this revolution. After a while, the brotherhood jump over and kick all the revolution people out of the square, and they take control of the square. And that was the beginning of destroying this country, actually. So everybody was waiting. We were thinking the brotherhood will give us hope. Maybe they suffered a lot before, so they will do something good for this country. After a while, we find out they work for themselves. And that makes us feel sorry we make this revolution after they take over. So, and we feel sorry we kicked Mubarak out because we think he was okay, but he wasn't know how to rule it at the end of his time. We were so patient until we make papers everybody should sign on it that say we need another revolution. We should be against the brotherhood. They were so strong, so organized, so many, and we was few. And so everybody signed this paper. We have like 20 million persons signed on this paper. And we start the next revolution. That was a very nice one, actually. And because the army was protect us, the police was protect us. So they was with us. They also want to get rid of the brotherhood. They know they would do something bad. And that was the beginning of the next revolution. So we was little scared in the next revolution because we wasn't know what is going to happen. But we was so scared from brotherhood. And that was a big reason push us to make this another revolution. And it succeed. It was good. Which was the president. That was very good time. Now we're suffering because the price is going crazy. But we don't know what to do because that's the situation. You know, we look about at all the countries around us. We see how much they're suffering because they didn't protect their country. So we always feeling scared to do another revolution because if this happen, if third revolution happen, that's mean the end of Egypt. Everybody understand this reason. Even if they complain about the prices, they know this will happen. If we make third revolution, this country will be over. So everybody try to hang out and see what will happen. We hope good things happen.